If you live in Orange County, taking a toll road may or may not be a part of your driving diet. It surely can be a coveted alternative during rush hour, though. For years, there have been plans in the works to expand the county's toll road network. Perhaps the most controversial is a proposal to connect the 241 to the 5 freeway near San Clemente. Now, there are critics and supporters of that idea, but a new bill in Sacramento could make both opinions obsolete. With more now, we turn to Gustavo Arellano. He's got this week's KCRW Orange County line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Tell us about this bill, who's behind it, and what it would do.
Really interesting bill by an unlikely person, you would think. It's the Republican Assembly member down in South Orange County, Bill Breaux. He represents Dana Point. And so his proposed bill, which would be in the state assembly, he's trying to make it so that the TCA, the Transportation Corridors Authorities, the people who are in charge of the toll roads, can no longer build any extensions or even any bridges after 2020 in Orange County.
Now, why is that? What is his main argument for why there shouldn't be any new toll roads?
Twofold. One, he says that by having more toll roads, it's just going to lead to more housing. And as it is right now, and I didn't know this actually until the Orange County Register reported this, that any new house in Orange County has to pay $6,000 for the TCA, which Assemblymember Breaux says is just makes housing prices even higher in Orange County. So he wants to eliminate that. But the other big thing is that down in South Orange County, the 241 proposed extension especially has long been controversial because as it is, the TCA wants to make it go through Trestle State Beach, down, you know, a little bit south of Orange County, more in San Diego. And what South County says, it would ruin their quality of life. So in this case, Breaux, even though he's a Republican, you would expect Republicans are pro-development, as the stereotypes go, he's actually listening to what his constituents are saying.
Is there any data, Gustavo? Because I know our producer Benjamin and I, we were looking at the map and we were looking at all the toll roads in Orange County and how it's difficult to get from one place to another without taking a toll road, especially in parts of South County. How much of an effect these roads have had on traffic?
It's funny because I rarely take the toll roads. I actually only take the toll roads just to remind myself of all the beautiful land in Orange County that these toll roads cut through and all the development that wasn't there 15, even 20 years ago. So in terms of lessening traffic, supposedly the TCA is always going to make studies saying, oh yeah, traffic has been lightened by a considerable amount. But again, all of these toll roads go through places that never once, that historically didn't have any development in Orange County. So it's like that the cliche of putting the apple before the car or the donkey or whatever. So if you build more toll roads, they're going to say, yeah, there's going to be less traffic, but maybe if you didn't build any of those toll roads and there wouldn't be all that development, then you wouldn't have all that traffic.
Well, this isn't the first time, Gustavo, that an idea like this has made its way to Sacramento. I mean, Democrats are firmly in control there. Do you see this bill making it through?
I don't know. That's going to be the interesting thing because Rocky Gomez, state senator from San Diego County, had proposed a similar thing a couple of years ago. Also, when the Democrats ran both chambers of the legislature, and it didn't go through. So it all depends, of course, as it goes in California, on who's going to be lobbying, who's going to be behind this. But I think the fact that it's someone like Bill Breaux, who's been around in South Orange County for a while, he's the one advocating for it, that might actually get the ears of Democratic leaders in the state Senate and the state Assembly.
All right, Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.